Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Monday, August 5th, 2013. Israeli troops attack West Bank town and leave injured civilians while the government approves more homes in illegal settlements. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A number of Palestinian civilians were injured on Monday when Israeli troops invaded Al-Khadr town near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Local sources reported that Israeli soldiers invaded Al-Khadr around 1 a.m., searched homes, then fired tear gas at residents who were leaving a football field after watching a game there. Many residents were moved to the local clinic suffering from tear gas inhalation. The Israeli army gave no reason for attacking the residents of Al-Khadr. Elsewhere, the Israeli government approved on Monday 230 new homes to be constructed inside the illegal settlement of Ma'un, built on lands taken from Palestinian farmers of Yatta village near Hebron city in southern West Bank. The local committee against settlements in Hebron said that the construction will begin within 60 days and it will take around 3,000 acres of lands owned by local farmers. According to the international law, all Israeli settlements in occupied West Bank are illegal. In related news, Palestinian President spokesperson Nabil Aburdeyne stated that the Israeli government of Benjamin Netanyahu is ongoing with its violations and illegal settlement activities and is obstructing U.S. efforts to resume direct peace talks. His statement came in response to an Israeli government decision to add 20 more settlements in occupied East Jerusalem to its development plan. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, August 5th News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Seamus Sloan-White and me, Ghassan Bannoura.